Blog Talk Radio. The cargo and lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
All right, has everybody got that information, I hope? all you computer people, I'm not one of y'all. I come from another world. I haven't got educated in that world yet, but I might travel down there once upon a time. When I was a young man, I was in the computer world when it was COBOL and Fortran, and when I went to school about 7 times in less than 2 years, and they was changing on me, Brother Drew. I told my chief, I said, shit, this is for a damn fool. It's a computer. Every 6 months, you got to go to school to change. So I got out of it in 65, and they had gave me my E6. I told them, give me my E5 back. I didn't want AZ because, I could type 80 words a minute. It was just like playing a piano to me. On a typewriter. I did that in high school, Brother Drew. And I learned how to type on those old beat up underwood typewriters that we got from white folks school that we took in the shop and repaired them. That's I know this for a fact. This is how me and a whole lot of people could type 80 or 90 words a minute coming out of Ralph Bunch High School in Crockett, Texas. Whole lot of us on. We took Prof. William and Prof. Westbrook took the typewriters and had us and T.I. remaking the typewriters the same way we had to do our football equipment. We had to repad it and remake it because we got the old used stuff from the white folks school. They give it to the colored school, and our parents was paying taxes just like the white folks was paying. So I've been through all of this. That's the reason we need to know the history of Peach folks, where they come from. Where do they say they come from? So in order for us to find that out, we got to go back and study not theology, not the study of Greek gods, but we need to study the history of Yehuda. Because, see, Jesus was a Yehuda. You call him a Jew. Ain't no J's in his language, so we go into esoteric knowledge, not exoteric knowledge. So we're going to come out of the Kabbalah. We're going to come out of the Book of Jubilee. We're going to come out of the Torah and the Tanakh. Those 4 books we're going to use, which those 4 books, along with other books, when you study Yehudaism, you got to know these books and what is written in that, because some of the white folks done took out some of the books that clarified. So the first 39 books of the Bible is Judaism, so we studying Judaism. I mean, some that the preacher with the doctor's degree and graduated summa cum laude of his class and magna cum laude, I call them the Lottie boys, don't know a damn thing about. But we going to study some Yehudaism and see what Yehudaism say. We're going to go to the Torah. I told you we would start at the 6th chapter of Genesis. You have to understand that story of when these aliens came out of the Shamans. Some words that we're going to put back into what you call Hebrew, which is not Hebrew, is the Yah La Kwadash, meaning the language of Yah. Yah is the tenth sign and symbol in the language, and it's in its feminine form. Our language is masculine and feminine. This is where all colored people spoke until your Bible tell you at Babylon. If you speak any other language other than the language of the Yah La Kwadash, you are speaking Babel. The language that God ever is, not the original language, it is called Babel. What me and you are communicating is called the worst form of Babel. Now, I told you that when we do our study, we use etymology. That's the study of the origin of the word. The word Babel, when we go into etymology dictionary, it would say foolish. When you babble. So this language we got is a foolish language that will fool you when you start thinking that what's in this language that we're speaking is the truth. What part of that you don't understand? Let's go there again. If you start thinking that in this language is the truth, you have another thing, because we have to go back to the original language, because remember, your Bible is a translated version. Version is, definition of version is what? The definition of translated is what? I want you to go look up these words. This is what we're studying. We, you know, I don't have time to tell you the definition of them, but go look it up yourself if you really, really studying with me. All right. When we go into the sixth chapter, it'll tell you about some beings coming out of the Shamans. And these beings landed in the north side of the earth. The earth is divided into four different sides. We, in the book of Isaiah, tell you that you had to divide the earth. So we divide in the earth. The north, the south, the east, the west. The people in the south, the people in the east, and the people in the west were colored people, people of color. The people in the north country went up there as colored people, but when these beings came out of the Shamans, we had to use that, not the heavens, the Shamans, and mixed they seeds with Japheth's children, Magog, Gog, Tubal. He mixed his seed with every one of Japheth's children but Gomer and Ashkenazah. These people stayed with the Cushites, which became the Semitic race of people in today's history. So you had to understand when this, what happened in the north side of the earth, we trace in the history through the Kabbalah and the Book of Jubilee. Now we go and see that when they mix their seed with these children, these things that had came out, within some transformation happened, because then we go back 50 million years like we did last week, got H.G. Wells' book, Outline of History. 50 million years ago, the Neanderthal was here. We traced this history all the way up, so you already got that. And the lecture is already up on the computer, Brother Drew says, so pull it down if you don't know what I'm talking about. Now, when these people mixed a seed, let's see, this is in Genesis now. Let's go and see Genesis. Let's do a 10,000 to, let's do a 20,000 year search, and we'll go into the book of Deuteronomy and go to the second chapter of Deuteronomy. Read all of this second chapter. And when you get to certain tribes of people, go do the research. When you get to the word A-N-A-K-I-M-S, when you get to the, I do it like this, when you get to the 11th, 2 and 11, look them people up. You can find them. Don't believe nothing I say. Do the study yourself. That's what I say. When you get to, especially here, when you get to Deuteronomy 2 and 20, and let's look at something, Brother Drew, that co messing with me. Co say, Is Zimmerman in the Bible? I say Zimmerman. He said, yeah. He say Zimmerman. Is that name? Then he turned around and asked me, Cole, say, is that name Zimmerman in the Bible? And it's spelled the same way of this guy that got all of the tribes. So when he said it was in the Bible in Zimmerman, I say, The first word is Zan Zimmerman. He said those are two different nations. We already studied that. That was, he was called the reptilians, and the Nephilims. I said, sure is. So the next question, Cole asked me, he said, is this boy Zan Zimmerman part of this tribe? You know, so we got the history of how this tribe of people were. You can pick up the history. Dr. Yalk is a good guy to study with to pick up a whole lot of this history. If you just travel and want to travel, you pick up. But read all of that, and these people here emerged, and when they reach the standpoint of civilization of what they call the reindeer man and the Cro-Magnon man, just before that Cro-Magnon man, the Homo erector man, you had the period in time in their history where they was juggernauts. And a good movie to look at, get it before they take it off the market, because it's been out there a long time. It's called The 13th Warrior. It is the complete history of what we are talking about right now, of a god called Ea. They worship an old female god called Ea. This movie, The 13th Warrior, will explain everything to you and make you have a better understanding of this type of people that had bred it with Japheth's children, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. That's the reason in the Bible it tells you the curse of the evil one is Magog, Gog, and Tubal. Well, Magog, Gog, and Tubal is the Germanic race of people, is the Isles of the Gentile. Jesus warned you in the 6th chapter of Matthew, don't go in the ways of the Gentiles. He done warned you 1,000 times. No, well, the Gentile is the Germanic race of people. You have to ask yourself a question. May 1st, 1776, the Anglo-Saxon, which came from is the angels and the Saxons and the Jutes, is the children of Gog and Magog, if you trace that history. And this Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American. You was on the plantation, and most of the Indians was on the reservation, and they had to fight a war, and it took 94 years before you became a black American placed up on the black coast, because you was a freed man, which is a emancipated slave with certain liberties upon a treaty, but you are not a free man. And see, that's when the African got more power than you, because he's a free man. You ain't a free man. If you bear the last name of your slave master, if you Mr. Smith, Mr. Brown, Mr. Boo, or Bow Wow, or Gay Gay, or Boo Boo, or Shay Shay, well, then you are a free man. You have to change your name. That's what Elijah Muhammad was trying to tell you, Christians, Negroes. That would, you have to change your name. You become free then. You can become a nation of people. You can become a sovereign nation. You do what the Amish did. That's your order that was given to you in this book until these beast people conquered you. Now, this white man, when he became a juggernaut, he went into India. I'm going to tell you the story. You can go check it out for yourself. And he conquered the Divinian tribe. With the Divinian tribe, Hinduism is the oldest religion known to mankind. Hinduism is. But there's 10,000 years of mythology before a religion came. And Hinduism had deities. They didn't have gods. The creation of religion, which came through Hinduism, created God concept. See, nobody knows about a God on earth but didn't call him God. We call him the Father. We call him Aban Yah, which means Father Yah. But we didn't believe in gods. And none of the colored people believed in gods until they got conquered by this thing that came out of the sky that had mixed this seed that was albino, was the recessive gene. And everything in creation has a natural enemy. Well, who is your natural enemy? The germanic race of people, not the Jew. The germanic race of people is your enemy. But not Ashkenazim. You wouldn't know this knowledge right now if it wasn't that I'm speaking, if it wasn't for Ashkenazim. See, reading is comprehension. They taught me how to read. So I comprehend and study through an intensive study. Paul said, study to show yourself approved. Reading told you to show yourself approved because you're going to meet a colored man like me on your journey that would kick off in your butt when you, what you say you know. And I don't have no problem with the doctor's degree coming on, or you going telling your preacher that's what Meatball said. Tell him to get on stage, and I'll put him on front stage. So when we trace this history all the way up into India, then we'll see them mixing their seed. These people up in the Caucasus Mountain didn't have a language. They spoke a language called Click. And maybe one day we'll get Ko on, called Ko, the other guy that, the guy that started the study group, and I came aboard because I was out there traveling by myself. I'm a hunter, he a fisherman. And he asked the hunter to come on, and so we could hunt and fish together. So me and him been hunting and fishing together for about 20-some years. But Ko speak Click. And Click is an old language that the old Africans, then some of them speak it now. It's some of the tribes speak Click now. But when you go look up the word heathen, barbarian, and pagan, it's a Germanic race of people. That's the definition of it. That's what now, don't you colored people, house Negroes, get mad because they said that about your white daddy, but that's words. I know your white daddy done told you that you was a heathen and a barbarian and pagan, but that ain't the definition. It doesn't say a heathen, barbarian, and a pagan is you. It says it's him. So that's the reason I believe in ethnology. And documentation beats bullshit conversation. So it was him that was the heathen, pagan, and the barbarian. So when he started conquering, he started mixing the language to come up and form different vowels and symbols with a language that he had gotten from a colored race of people out of, he came out of the north side of the world. You can go into the Masonic Lodge and let's go see what the Mason says. The Masons tell you point blank that there's no knowledge in the North. Why is no knowledge in the North? Because this is what the South, the East, and the West. If you go into the history of the colored people in the South, the East, and the West, they say that the people lived in the North. This was Hades. This was everything up there was, and if it got out from the north to kill it, they was told to kill it. But it managed to mix its seed and become a Neanderthal, and then it mixed its seed. It managed to escape extinction when it came out of there. And the colored people, me and Kose, must have went to sleep on what Yah had told them about this hybrid that would come. And if you started worshiping this hybrid, them and their gods that came out. See, these fallen beings, according to certain Kabbalah teaching, is that these beings are fallen, what you guys call angels in today's language, so you'll know this is Lucifer's fallen angels, these 200 G-U-A-R-D who came to earth, these talking spirits now, spookism we're going to talk. These spirits came to earth and they came in and mixed their seed with men, and the men became renowned, and this seed came in. And then the seed had gotten so rugged by the time of Noah that the father had to come and kill off this seed. But this seed and these thought and these schools of thoughts had survived the flood, because the people never did quit even after the flood. And if you start tracing the history of Noah, Yo, you there, Brother Drew? Brother Drew?
Hey, Brother Warren,
Brother
you
Drew?
That? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you feel that?
We got disconnected somewhere?
Yeah, they full of tricks today, I see.
When they came into India, the Juvenoks did, and conquered the Divinian tribe, they started forming their present-day language, which is called Slavic and Teutonic. We're going to do a study of language. We did a brief study last week. I gave you a brief history of it if you was listening. But go into the language. See, it's all of this information is in the H.G. Wells outline of history of where their language come from and how they got it, you know, and it came out of Bantu and all of this, and you had to go. But this whole story is in the Bible if you know how to read it, of where white people came from and what they would do to you. The Jews, who you call the Jews, the Yehudas, left this book for Jesus told you preach to the lost tribes of Israel. The lost tribes of Israel, it took 4,445 years for what was said in the Genesis, the 15th chapter, of Abraham's seed would be in a nation, and for 400 years it took 4,445 years to make that seed in 1555. The children of Abraham's third wife, who was named Keturah, they settled in the Congo. These are the descendants of those children that he had with Keturah. I know y'all didn't know that Abraham had three wives. That's recorded history. He had three of them. I know you. That's not your school of thoughts, but the Yehudas believe this way. So we dropping what our white dad has done taught us, and we're going to go what the dad of Yehuda is saying about his cousins. See, Yehuda wrote about his cousins, so all the Yehudas would know not to go in their cousin ways, because this seed that had came out that they was conquering had conquer the world right now. The whole world is conquered by the Germanic race of people, when it used to be conquered by the colored people. Each colored person ruled their land. Nowhere that you see the Germanic race of people do they own the land in the south, the east, and the west. They own land in the north because that is their land. The father, when he split up the land, he put it into fours, each nation with its own land. It was four nations that came after the flood. And each one of those nations would be in that part of the earth. Now, you're in the Western Hemisphere now. You're not in the Northern, Southern, or the Eastern Hemisphere. You are in the Western Hemisphere talking to the Yah Man of the Western Hemisphere that's been here 250 billion years. That's how long our school of thoughts has been here. We have history of our school of thought. It is written down. Every book that you can name has Yah in it, but you are not taught about Yahwehism, the oldest language. In your Bible, it'll tell you that you had to go back to the pure language. In the book of Proverbs, it'll tell you that you had to go, don't remove the ancient landmarks. That is not talking about land. That is the ancient knowledge. It's talking about, look up the definition for landmark so you won't get it confused with land. Like most people get it confused. There's three Proverbs in there warning you about that. The Bible's in codes. You just have to read it more. You know, it ain't too many Christians done read the Bible three times in its entirety. Now, reading is comprehension. reading is comprehension. It's not calling words. I had to read it over 1,000 times before I could comprehend it. That, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Kabbalah, the Talmud, the Zohar, Mishnah, Bene Gesserit. I had to read all of these books over 1,000 times. And everybody in my class, they have read these books. They have mastered these books. They know the knowledge. See, that's when you go searching for yourself. I'm just putting you on a path that you can find this history, so you'll know that the ways that you are in, your present day ways you were in, was not your original ways. Now, when Yah made and created you in his image, that's his mind, you have a choice to go to the dark side or the light side. Yah don't give a damn what side you go to. He don't give a damn what side you go to. He's looking for a mind. He ain't looking for somebody to worship him, praise him, salute him, bless him. He only want obedience to the law. Can you program your mind to obey his laws? And that right now we have found out through an in-depth study deals with the 12 laws of nature and the dietary laws. And that's how you produce a seed here on in hell, because you have to understand that where are you living now? See, earth used to be paradise, but now earth is hell. Why it became hell is because of the descendants of Japheth. This is why earth became hell. But it was a test of the mind. The dark side of the mind, as we know it today, is Christianity. Why we accuse Christianity of this? Because it's up under three different doctrines. I didn't accuse him. Jesus accused him at Revelation 2, verse 15, said he hated a doctrine, meaning that there were some people teaching him three different ways, when his teaching, that Yahwehism, is one way, obedience to the laws of the Father. And he wasn't a God. He was a father, even to the fatherless, who had started worshiping gods and came into the concept of what Yahweh is, of what the original way was, dealing with how you can make your body live 120 years. Why do you think that the old Yehudas lived 2 and 3? Because they obeyed the dietary laws. How you know which one obeyed the dietary laws is the ones that lived over 120 years. You read it. It's in your book. Reading is comprehension. You had to do this. I happen to have a great-great-grandfather who was a full-blooded Cushiata. He was born in 1840. He's buried in Crockett Cemetery. You can go see him in 1960 when I'm freshman. And you can go out in Crockett Cemetery and see a whole lot of old, not Indians, because Grandpa would turn over in his graves, but the indigenous people there, because most of them are Cherokee, Choctaw, and Cushiata. And ain't no Africans live there. And they, Cushiata, my daddy, blacker than any African that you ever see. They call him Blue, Color, because he was so black. They even say he was blacker than his hair, but Blue. And he would cut the, if you heard him, you had hell on your hands. but all of this history we got to know about. But because we've been genocided, and that's another word that you got to go into if you are a African American. You need to look up the word genocide and study and ask your preacher and ask your doctor's degrees to give you a lecture on genocide, because if you look at it deep, you'll know that if you're calling yourself an African-American that's a Christian, you have been genocided, point blank. The closest religion that is to Yahwehism is Islam and Judaism. That's the closest to it. you have the Orthodox Jews, and the Zionist Jews is the most Orthodox of Yahwehism. But then you have the Mesmerite and the different, when you study the history, you know, all you have to do is study this and use common sense. You don't have to be no genius. Just reading this comprehension and common damn sense is it. You don't have to have no doctor's degree with no summa cum laude to understand what is written in this book called Bible, the 1881, which is wrote up under esoteric knowledge, but is taught to you up under exoteric knowledge. Now, that's a hell of a thing, you know. Yeah, I mean, they teaching you theology when you should have been learning Jewology, the study of Jews. Common sense should have told you that as your educated, summa cum laude toting butt, that if Jesus was a Jew, why do I have a doctor's degree in theology? Shouldn't I have a doctor's degree first in Jewology so I will know how theology revives something, and then I have to know what Anglo-Saxon Americanized ology did to the book and call it the revised 1881 version of the truth of the original, and that lies wrote on the first page of the revised and the revised version. So when you read that, you should say, Houston, we got a goddamn problem. But you didn't. So that's the reason Meatball is dead in the crack of your maximus gluteus, or gluteus maximus. I'm going to have so much foot up in the preacher's tail behind this that his breath will be smelling like shoe leather. That's how much. And you go tell him, please tell him. Tell him Meatball said that. Now, don't tell him nobody else said it. And don't you go up there trying to challenge him. Send him to me so I can cut that head with this double-edged sword coming out of my mouth and show it to you where it reads like that in your book. And I guarantee you, I can do the job. If you think I'm lying, try me. In the Mason, they say, I've been tried and never denied and ready to be tried again. So you can try me on the 360-degree square, or you can try me on the oblong square. I don't give a damn which square and what compass you want to try me on. I bet you got hell on your hand and you can't answer now question, and I assure it to you in your book. And my name ain't Cassius Clay either. But I bet you at this point in my life, I bet you I can do that. And if you think I'm lying, try me. No. So we're going to study this history. We're going to teach you Judaism. Now you're going to come to a word that I want you to look up called Nephilim. Nephilim. That's in your book. We're going to study it, and then you have to, if you can get a hold to a book of Jubilee, it'd be some good reading for you. If we go up on the internet, pull up Judaism. All the books that go to Judaism, go to half-price bookstore like my students do. Find it, buy it, read it 50 times, and you'll comprehend it. It's just as easy as that if you want to know the truth. Now, if you want to continue with the lie and continuously dying like you're dying, and your prayers ain't being answered, because I don't care who you pray to, if this ex-slave that's in this American, you is in hell. Because your book, you see, you can't be what's prophesied. You can't stop what's prophesied against you in this book. You can beat it if you know what it is, because the book is talking about a seed of Abraham who had been bamboozled. But because you've been bamboozled, you don't want to admit that you've been bamboozled. A friend of mine explained that to me. I can't explain it like she explained it,
Down to the last five minutes.
Next week, we're going to start with the Nephilim. Get you a Bible concordance. Put that word up, Nephilim. Better yet, go get that book of Jubilee, what I said. But let me see, can I run through some? Because the book I'm reading out is wrote in, I can't read Hebrew as quick as Cole can read it. But, okay, here's Job 1:6, 1-6, 2-1. Let's see, that word there is Genesis 6:1-2, and Mark 12:25, Luke 20:34-36. This is where they're talking about the Nephilim. Genesis 6:4, we got that. Let's see what it says over here. Here are some more scriptures, but we're going to Deuteronomy 2, all the two. I just told you about that. But we're going to run through that, and we're also going to be in the book of Shanach. You call him Enoch. The books of Enoch, what the good white folks took out of the Bible. We're going to go into the books of Enoch, because you have to go into the books of Enoch, because the books of Enoch tell you about these Nephilims, which the Bible called them giants coming out of heaven. This was a tribe of people that lived on the 11th star. Remember, you were on Earth, traveling 10,050 miles an hour. You're on a star in a big old spaceship, riding around, waiting on your turn to go underground into darkness. Nobody won't see your dark affliction but no more with your hair raised. But your mind will stay and your mind will come back in another shell raising the same hair. We got seven empires, with America being the seventh greatest empire of this damn history of this school of thought reappearing on Earth, and the truth come out with the teaching of God. And I'm very thankful to the Khazar, the Ashkenazi, especially to the Zion and the Ashkenazi Yehudas for keeping this knowledge, and looking at this knowledge, and we came about it by just studying the knowledge. It was something that we were supposed to do in a certain time period, and we done that. And so this is the way it is, and we don't give a damn if you believe it or not, because y'all, like I said, he don't give a damn if you follow the rules. He don't give a damn if you do follow the rules. He just wants you to obey him. And if you don't follow the rules, he's going to kill you off in a very treacherous way, because what you don't realize is that what you call, you think you're going to hell, you are living in hell when you come into existence and can see each other. You are living in hell. Your heaven had to become a state of your damn mind while you was in hell. You going to try to find out who Satan is. Remember, the Father told you that Satan was a ruler and the prince of the earth. Where the hell you live? You don't live in the Channel Islands, you live on Earth. Correct thinking. So you're not